You're back with Annie and Toby on Solidarity Breakfast, and we've got Jana Favero from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre on the line. G'day, Jana. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you.
Now, the reason for why we've asked you to have a yarn with us is because the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre has started a campaign to try and inspire families across Australia to take a stand for a more compassionate future by pledging to be a family that welcomes refugees. Can you explain to our listeners what this is about?
Absolutely. One of our values at ASRC is welcoming, and one of the ways we really want to live those values is to make sure that refugees and people seeking asylum feel welcomed, not only when they enter our building and our space in ASRC, but also in the broader society, because refugees are exactly the same everyone else, and that to live in peace and safety with their children. So the campaign is really an opportunity to send that of welcome to refugees so that refugees are welcome, but also as a way for families and children to be aware of the situation in refugees and to humanise the issue. A lot of people probably don't know that about 40% of world's refugees are children. It's made up of families, people who are seeking asylum, and this is a way to really humanise the issue and connect with families.
It's a clever thing to actually bring it back to the most simple elements, isn't it? To allow people to understand that a refugee is just a word, and it's not the people that are being labelled with that term.
But that's right. Seeking asylum is a point in someone's life. It's something they've been forced to do because of where they were born, because of their job, because of their gender, because of their identity. And, you know, people seeking asylum are mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, nurses, doctors. They're just like the rest of us. And so we really are trying to emphasise that because, unfortunately, in Australia, refugees and people seeking asylum have been demonised, and we really want this to be a positive campaign to send that message of welcoming and remind people that it's about people. And kids get it. I've got three young kids. They know about the work that I do, and they always say, but why would we treat refugees that way? Why don't we welcome them? So kids really get it. So it's also tapping into that empathy and sympathy that children have the wonderful capacity to have at a young age.
And it's also fighting back towards the Sky News, Channel 9, vilification and dehumanisation. It's giving people a chance to see people not just as like brothers and sisters, etc., but just as human beings, you know?
That's exactly right. And it's, you know, we see a lot of mainstream media and also, you know, political leaders who really do use that dehumanising language. It's one of the reasons, you know, we say people seeking asylum, not asylum seeker, and we do that really intentionally to make the focus on people, because exactly as you said, Toby, it's about people, it's about our shared humanity, and so that's what this campaign seeks to do in a really easy way.
It's interesting because people seem to fail to understand it when they're confronted by those messages, that people don't leave their homelands easily. It's not something that people generally choose to do unless they've got no other choice.
That's right. I mean, no one chooses to leave a safe, comfortable place, and that's what this campaign does seek to remind people as well. I mean, everyone knows what it's like, you know, to be at home if ever you're away and how nice it is to come home. But we're, you know, for us in Australia, we're really lucky. For many of us, we're really lucky that home is a safe place. But for people seeking asylum, that they, you know, because they're a young girl who wants to go to school, because they're a university professor who wants to teach in a certain subject, because they're someone who wants to love someone of the same sex, there's a whole lot of reasons that we just sort of take for granted in Australia that in other countries, if you are being true to yourself, you are persecuted for that and your life is in danger. And that's the only reason people seek asylum, is they have to flee because their lives are in danger.
Now, there's a more complicated aspect to this as well, of course, that the ASRC has been set up to support refugees because refugees don't have access to a whole range of economic supports. And this is one of the reasons for why ordinary Australians need to get on board to such campaigns that you're pushing forward?
Yeah, a lot of people don't realise that once someone is seeking asylum in Australia, they're often denied the ability to work, so they can't work. But at the same time, they're also denied any access to social services. So just imagine that you have fled your country because of fear. You've arrived in Australia. You then don't have the ability, don't have the right to work, but you also can't access services. So you're forced to rely on charities. Otherwise, you'd be in poverty and destitution. And that's why organisations such as the ASRC exist. We are proudly independent. We don't take any federal government funding because it's only because of failures of federal government, and that's successive governments over the 23 years that ASRC has existed. And so we step in to provide those gaps to make sure that, you know, with this campaign, refugees, not only they feel welcome, but we are also their supermarket, we are their pharmacy. So we do exist, and that's why we really want to spread the message to people and let them know that by signing onto this campaign, by supporting ASRC, it is really forming a community of compassion and making sure that people seeking asylum can access basic needs because they've been forced into a situation of relying on community and charities.
And also perhaps nudging the general community into changing this sort of draconian system that refugees are being forced into.
Absolutely. Not only at the ASRC do we provide service delivery, but we also do advocate alongside refugees for policies that will have the biggest positive impact on the lives of refugees. And that does require the community to help. We know, I mean, everyone who is a citizen can vote. We live in a democracy. People's vote is powerful. People's voices are powerful for those lucky enough to have citizenship here. And so we do encourage the community to use their voice to join in with advocacy at the ASRC as well.
So how do people pledge to be a family that welcomes refugees?
Yes, well, it is very easy. If people just go to allthews.asrc.org.au, they'll see a link there, and just the pledge, it says, "My family welcomes refugees," and all the information is there. And there's also some tips about how to talk to your children about refugees as well. If you sign up, there are some colouring in sheets, just ways to really make this a family activity. As I mentioned, this has got two benefits. If you sign up, not only are you sending a message of welcome to refugees and their families, but also it's a discussion point you can have with your own family to help create that compassion in your children and in your loved ones.
Now, it started, it was kicked off on the 4th of November. How's it been going?
Yeah, it's great. It's at ASRC, we have seen people have started doing their colouring ins and bringing them in or sending them in, which has been really lovely. So I don't have an exact number of how many people have signed up, but it's been a really positive response to the campaign, and we've had lots of lovely messages of support, which is the reason that we want to do it. Often people, you know, they're relying on ASRC before, as I mentioned, their supermarket, for their pharmacy, to be able to access support services. But it's also really nice for people to come in and we're able to reinforce that they do feel welcomed here. So it's a really lovely campaign and has started off really positively, and we hope more people will join.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Jana, and more strength to your arm.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.